From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Pablo Peña with your state and local news update. Juneau police say they arrested three men after their response to a call of a knife-wielding man devolved into a chaotic scene with some bystanders crowding around, filming and yelling at officers, according to the Associated Press. Police say all on-duty officers were called to the downtown area Wednesday afternoon to assist. Officers initially responded to a call alleging a man pulled a knife on another man. Police say they detained the man, but as they investigated, they also tried to keep back bystanders. The KTOO news team is investigating. Census officials are sounding the alarm about a low rate of response in Alaska. Despite having started the once-a-decade tally of everyone living in the United States in an Alaska village, they say the lack of response might not be due to the usual difficulties of counting Alaska's remote communities or the new challenge of the pandemic. They just need Alaskans to talk to them. The census kicked off in January with in-person counting in the western Alaska village of Tuksuk Bay, but so far the 2020 census, Alaska ranks last among all states in what's called self-response. Those are responses given online or by mail or phone. As of Tuesday, Alaska's rate is a little less than 50%, while the overall national rate of self-response is 63%.
Some people are fearful or not trusting of the government. Some people just aren't aware of the census or don't think that it applies to them.
That's Donald Benz, a spokesperson for the U.S. Census Bureau, which is making an extra push to reach more Alaskans. Benz says the Bureau is trying to remind people that the census is safe, easy, and important. The count has implications for things like federal spending or the number of representatives a state has in Congress. According to a Census Bureau map, there have been low rates of self-response in pretty much every region of Alaska, though the rate was better in Juneau and Anchorage, which were about at the national average, and to a lesser extent in Fairbanks. Benz with the Census Bureau says enumerators are now beginning the final count of anyone they've so far missed. The Bureau also announced Monday it would wrap up its counting work a month early this year, on September 30th instead of October 31st as originally planned, and would hire more enumerators to get the job done quicker. For anyone worried about census workers spreading coronavirus, Ben says the enumerators are following enhanced hygiene protocols, and he says the door-to-door counting will be done in Alaska by people hired locally and considered essential workers.
It's not like we're going to be shipping people from California to Alaska to get this count. We're hiring local people from the community.
For now, Alaska's response rate remains about 5% lower than in 2010. With the Alaska Federation of Natives, Elders and Youth, and the 50th anniversary of ANCSA nearing, it is important to think of some of the people instrumental in their formation. KNBA's Kashona Nota speaks with Willie Hensley about his memoir, Land Claims, and some of the legacies he's helped shape.
Willie Hensley played a pivotal role in the formation of the Alaska Federation of Natives and the passage of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, or ANCSA. But I feel like I really came to know him through his memoir. 50 Miles from Tomorrow is one of the few memoirs written by an Inupiaq. As a young writer hungry for examples of fellow Alaska Native voices, I read Hensley's memoir with enthusiasm. Hensley speaks about the book.
Writing is not my living. I've done a lot of different things that I wasn't qualified to do, you know. And so if I ever get focused, I can write, and I enjoyed the process. I never had writer's block or anything like that. Mm. There's a world of stuff out there to be written yet, you know, about our experience.
Although Hensley is humble about his writing, the truth is his prose largely defined Alaska Native land claims. In 1966, Hensley wrote a paper titled, What Rights to Land Have the Alaska Native? The Primary Issue. The paper was circulated and led to a greater understanding of what was at stake. It emboldened a generation and helped achieve the largest land settlement in Native American history. Hensley explains what the paper meant.
You have to have more than the ability to just stand up and claim something. You have to be able to back it up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why, in a sense, that little paper I wrote had an impact, is because it gave me the tools to stand up and debate with college graduates and law school graduates, and not make myself look like a fool, right? And it was a source of information that others could use as well when they're trying to make their argument, right? Because there was a lot of opposition, you know, and it was a very stressful time.
For most Americans, Hensley's life can be hard to imagine. He went from speaking Anupak as his first language while hunting, fishing, and trapping, to leading on the national stage. Hensley and other indigenous leaders used the very same language and system that was forced upon us to help achieve a landmark victory. Yet, with that victory came complications. Hensley would be the first to note that Anxa was not a perfect settlement. In fact, a lot remains to be done. He shares some words of wisdom for people thinking about going into policy or writing.
I basically have gone through life really not having, you know, a particular, you know, vocation. You know, I'm not a pilot, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not a this, I'm not a that. I think one of the things that a lot of us in my generation did was to figure that, well, we could do whatever it takes, right? I mean, you pick it up and you do it.
50 Miles from Tomorrow connects a divide that's important to understand. It brings the past to present, it connects land claims to context, and perhaps most importantly, it gives an accurate window into Hensley's life. He reads from the memoir. It's a section that brings everything back to its roots, is inspirational, and sums up the importance that we, as Alaska Native people, tell our own stories.
And I began to realize that someday, somewhere, somebody was going to try to tell my story, and through it, our story. So ultimately, I decided I might as well try to do it myself. The Inupiat sense of propriety includes a strong taboo against blowing your own horn. I didn't want my own people to think that I was trying to elevate myself. We all know that in life it takes many people to create success. So when I made up my mind to do my best to shine some light on the Arctic and the story of a people most Americans barely know exist, I didn't hesitate. I immediately called my relatives to let them know that I hadn't what I had in mind, so they wouldn't be surprised. They unanimously encouraged me. The writing itself has been an odyssey. Along the way, I've learned much about myself, my family, and our people.
Hensley reads on, and I find myself more and more immersed. The history and power is palpable. Eventually, I turn the recorder off when Hensley hands his book back. He smiles and tells me he'd like to see the memoir translated into Anupak. I think about that, reminded of the book's Anupak glossary and all the words he uses throughout the work. There's even a pronunciation guide. I recalled my first time reading the memoir and how I naturally learned part of our shared native language. Then I realize Hensley is still fighting for us. In Anchorage, I'm Kashona Nota.
Three residents and one staff member of the Anchorage Pioneer Home have tested positive for the coronavirus, the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services says. The three residents live in the same neighborhood within the home. That neighborhood is separated from other neighborhoods, and all the positive patients are in isolation. DHSS says it has completed testing for all of the residents of the neighborhood where the positive cases were detected. The first positive was reported Wednesday afternoon, and the subsequent positives came from further testing. In July, the state announced that it was reopening the state's Pioneer Homes to limited in-person visitation. But the Anchorage Pioneer Home said at the time that it wouldn't be reopening due to high case rates in the city. DHSS says the home has been closed to visitors since March 17th. The Anchorage Pioneer Home has capacity for 168 residents. There has been only one other positive case in the state's Pioneer Home system, DHSS says. It occurred in Fairbanks in June and was reported in an employee. An attorney has said the city of Anchorage will take legal action against a local business for violating an order prohibiting indoor dining at restaurants and breweries during the coronavirus pandemic. The Anchorage Daily News reported that attorney Kate Vogel said Anchorage will seek an injunction in the state court ordering Kreiner's Diner to stop indoor service and comply with the emergency order. This will be the first time a municipality takes a business to court for violating an order since the pandemic began in March. This is KTOO.